Okay, Mike, no problem. Glad to hear you got registration completed there. And you just never know with Yaesu these days. I hear they're not answering phone calls, which is what I kind of went through during the repeater repair. Hopefully this is more of an automated thing and it will just happen. Might take a day or two. But if it takes more than that, I guess it wouldn't surprise me with the way things are going over that way in the Yaesu world. I don't know what's happening, but I heard that they had got hacked a few months, well, probably last year sometime, and that might be playing a little bit of havoc with their system. So I don't know how much of that's true, but that's the rumors I was hearing. But we'll see what happens. So you just let me know when you get that, and we'll try to move forward. And I wouldn't worry too much about the slow computer. I have a Toshiba that I put Windows 10 in, and it had no business having Windows 10 in it. And it's so slow that it probably takes a good 5 minutes to boot up. And then when you click on stuff, once it's booted, it takes a good 10 seconds or so for it to open, depending on what it is. So yeah, it's very, very, very slow, but it ran WireX perfectly for years. So running that slow. I did not have another copy of Windows 7, or else I would have downgraded, and I wasn't going to pay to put anything in that computer. So it was dead to me. I still have it, though. It's still under the bench, and I bet you it will still run WireX if I want it to. So we'll see what it does. We'll give her a shot. All right, Mike, thanks for checking in. Have yourself a good evening, good rest of your week. And next we have KE9ALK. Thomas, do you have anything for the net?